WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Ree, and welcome back to The Calm Within. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a grudge? Like a heavy backpack you just can't seem to shed. It weighs you down, makes everything feel harder. Well, let me tell you, holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. In today's episode, we're diving into the incredible power of forgiveness, not for them, but for you. We'll explore how letting go can unlock a whole new level of inner peace and actually make you happier and healthier. First things first, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It's not about saying what they did was okay. It's about choosing to release the bitterness and pain that's holding you captive. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a broken vase because it held sentimental value, right? You'd mend it or simply let go and appreciate the beauty of what it once was. Forgiveness is similar. It allows you to acknowledge the hurt, learn from it, and move forward without that emotional baggage dragging you down. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Taylor. And you're right, forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a whole lot of compassion first for yourself and then potentially for the person who hurt you. But trust me, the journey is worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we explore this powerful practice. 1. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging the pain, learning from it, and choosing not to let it define your future. 2. Forgiveness is a process, not a single event. Be patient with yourself. It takes time to heal old wounds. Remember, you are not expected to be okay overnight. 3. Forgiveness sets you free. It releases the grip that anger and resentment have on your emotions and thoughts, allowing you to create space for joy, peace, and growth. 4. Holding onto anger hurts you more than anyone else. It keeps you stuck in the past, preventing you from fully experiencing life in the present moment. 5. Practicing forgiveness doesn't mean becoming a doormat. It's about setting healthy boundaries and protecting ourselves while also choosing to release the bitterness that weighs you down. Ever had that friend who constantly complains about their ex? You know the type, still hung up on past hurts, always reliving the drama. That negativity just drags everyone down. Forgiveness is like stepping away from that toxic energy and creating a space for positivity and growth. It's about choosing to focus on the good in your life, building healthy relationships, and moving forward with purpose and intention. Let's take this a step further. Imagine you've been betrayed by someone close. You feel hurt, angry, and betrayed. The pain is real, but holding onto that anger only intensifies your suffering. Think about the energy you're pouring into those negative emotions. Wouldn't it be better to channel that energy into healing and rebuilding? Forgiveness isn't condoning what happened, it's choosing not to let it define who you are. So, how can we start practicing forgiveness in our lives? It all begins with self-compassion. Acknowledge the pain, allow yourself to feel it, and then make a conscious decision to release it. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, no matter how small. And remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning wrongs, it's about choosing peace over pain, growth over bitterness. It's about recognizing that we all make mistakes and that holding on to anger only hurts us in the long run. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself along the way. So, what's one small step you can take towards practicing forgiveness today? Maybe it's letting go of a minor grudge, acknowledging your own mistakes, or simply choosing to focus on the positive. Share your thoughts with me in the comments below. And remember, keep striving for that calm within. See you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.